And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 10th of October, 2014. It's the birthday of Giuseppe Verdi, born in a village in Parma, Italy, 1813. Parents ran a tavern, but they recognized musical talent in the boy. They bought him a little piano, which he kept for the rest of his life, became organist at his church, went off to a nearby town, boarded with a wealthy grocer who liked him and wanted to support him, and whose daughter Verdi ended up marrying. He wrote an opera, Oberto, which was performed at La Scala, the most important theater in Italy, 1839. He was just 26 years old, and then tragedy struck. His wife died, encephalitis. Verdi had already lost two children in infancy, said he would never write music again. But then someone sent him the powerful libretto for Nabucco, and he could not resist it. He turned it into an opera, which premiered 1842. Audience applauded for 10 minutes after the first scene. Verdi used the same librettist for his next opera, Lombardi, a librettist who tended to put off going to work. Verdi locked him in a room to get him to write on time, once made the mistake of locking him in the room with his wine collection. Verdi wrote a total of 26 operas, including Rigoletto, La Traviata, Aida, and Falstaff. It's the birthday of the playwright Harold Pinter, born East London, 1930. Went to the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts in London, didn't like it, left after a couple of years. First full-length play was The Birthday Party, which debuted in the West End, which, like many of Pinter's plays, came to be called comedies of menace, ordinary situations turning ominous or absurd for inexplicable reasons. His big hit was The Homecoming, 1965, about a man who brings his wife home to meet his all-male family, and she stays with the family to be their caretaker and prostitute. Pinter said that after the opening of The Homecoming in New York in 1967, it was one of the greatest theatrical nights of his life. Wealthy audience, women in mink, men in tuxedos. As soon as the curtain opened, they hated the play. The great thing was, Pinter said, the actors went on and hated the audience back even more. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer R.K. Narayan, born in Madras, India, 1906, author of Swami and Friends and other books. He was a close friend of Graham Greene, though they met only once briefly in London. They carried on a correspondence for years and years, and it took them around 15 years to go from Dear Mr. Narayan and Dear Graham Greene to Dear Narayan and Dear Graham. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, To the Happy Few. Do you know who you are? O you, forever listed under some other heading, when you are listed at all, you whose addresses, when you have them, are never sold except for another reason, something else that is supposed to identify you, who carry no card stating that you are. What would it say you were to someone turning it over, looking perhaps for a date or for anything to go by? You, with no secret handshake, no proof of membership, no way to prove such a thing, even to yourselves. You, without a word of explanation, and only yourselves as evidence. To the Happy Few, a poem by W.S. Merwin, from his collected poems 1996 to 2011, published by Library of America, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.